welcome everyone to today's call with Sherry. And Sherry, if you're ready, go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Kara. All right, everyone, if you just take a deep breath. Going to line everyone up and strengthen everyone's infinite potential and your core energy. See, as a group, we're at about 50%. So I'm just going to keep rising that energy, raising it up, and strengthening it. So our processes will go faster and you'll be able to integrate more quickly. So here we go. We're about at 78%. We'll just keep going. Let's go ahead and ground some of you in the new earth. We'll bring that energy in from above your head. This is the new earth consciousness, and this is the pure divine blueprint of our planet. Now let's just go ahead and let that envelop all of us and slowly glide under our feet. Okay. All right. So I see a couple of folks who are a little wobbly. And I know a lot of you have resolved some things, even just this morning. So for those of you who are feeling a little wobbly, let's go ahead and put your hand on your heart. And let's connect to pure divine love. This is not human love. This isn't romantic love. This is all something far more powerful and wise than we generally play with on the planet. So just go ahead and connect. It's above your head. I am deleting all interferences to that for everyone right now. Okay. Strengthening everyone to their own sovereignty. Their own ability to connect your true divine purpose. We're just letting that connection come to you and fill your heart. Grounding everyone just a little deeper. A few of you are carrying, collective issues. I'm just going to go ahead and gently wash those off and return those to the light. I want you to see yourself in an infinite bubble of your own sovereignty. Where no other person's process or collective issues can disturb you. There's always a place inside that is calm and loving and prepared and knows. Let's call in all those aspects of ourselves. And anything that we see as interference, let's just go ahead and love that part that feels like there's interference. And that you can't quite get to it. I feel somebody is feeling like they can't quite get to it. So bring that into your heart and let's love that. And if you don't have that issue, you have another one, just go ahead and bring in all the parts that are ready to integrate right into that sanctuary within your heart. And let's just give it the divine love, power, and wisdom, so it can come home. Okay, I'm seeing some excitement. Some people are really bringing in some big parts. So I'm going to give you a minute to let that come in, and we're all going to love those parts of ourselves. I feel someone in grief. I want you to go ahead and love the part that's participating in grief and also love the part that's angry that it's taken longer than you wanted. The part that resists touching bottom to come back up. The part that's angry there was a bottom or a valley to go to. Let's just love that part. I feel someone is a little concerned that they feel so split and are a little confused about that, but that's temporary. Let's go ahead and love that part that felt that way and that judges itself and its journey. Some of you may feel that if you're a light being full of love, then why is this journey so painful? Let's love that part. Big breath. You know, this process is not for wimps. It just isn't. It seems simple. And it is. It is simple. But it can be convoluted depending on the journey that we took and the one that we mapped out for ourselves and our choices that we make. It's rather advanced work. It's in America where what we say, where the rubber meets the road, our moment of truth. It's when we really get to know what we believe. Is there one power and only one? Do you recognize pure love and pure divine power and true wisdom? Let's go ahead and love all the parts that are confused by that. And the parts that are just waking up to the fact that this is your true nature, your true divine nature. Love that part. We all know, because we've heard it 1,000 times, that we create our own life. But sometimes we don't really have the wisdom of that until we have these crazy experiences. And we begin to see it differently. We see it from a different point of view. And so we're beginning to glimpse how all of us use the power that's given to us to create our own life, even the part that we're so distant from, we barely remember how we got there in the first place. Let's love that part. We're all practicing greater collective creation. And if you have noticed, a lot of things that you have been creating in your life are stronger and faster and sometimes more confusing because you are now connecting more intently, more quickly, more powerfully with collective. It's sort of like almost a toddler putting their hand on the stove. Suddenly it's like, oh, yeah, I knew that was hot, but it never happened to me so quickly, so fast, and so with so much devastation before. So I want you to love that part, and I want you to recognize that's actually an empowered new thing that's happening now. Our collective intentions are stronger than they've ever been, and we're able to create on those levels with others faster. So now we're going to choose where we're going to put our collective intent. Take a deep breath. And when we don't know, we always go back to this. Am I choosing love or am I choosing fear? Take a breath. Okay, let's go into all the places where we have old memories of choosing fear, and then just let's delete those. Zero minus infinity and reset. Carolyn sent me a beautiful email this morning, recognizing the valley that she had been in, quoting the Bible about walking through the valley and God being with her. Now, I want to send blessings to you, Carolyn, and all of you who have been in valleys. It's troubling to be there, and it's troubling to watch others be there. Let's love the parts of ourselves that have been troubled through all time, spaces, and dimensions, watching others there. Let's go ahead and love that. Okay. Let's love the part that's recognizing that these are everybody's individualized choices, and they get to play in creation the way they want to, just as we got to play in creation the way we want to. Take a deep breath. Let's not forget the alchemical nature of such a journey. I mean, you have met and you have read about amazing people who've taken crazy, difficult journeys in their life. Some people are defeated by that, and some people come out with so much wisdom. I think most people in this group are ready to take the wisdom. Okay, so take a deep breath. All impediments to understanding the wisdom of your journey are now deleted. Okay, I'm going to refocus everybody's body, mind, and spirit now. Very good. And after all these twists and turns and plot changes and all of these things, this is where we empower our choices. This is where we finally say, enough of that. I want this now. Take a deep breath. Now, as we look at the wisdom that we're gaining, we have more parts of ourselves to bring home. Okay, so let's go ahead and integrate all the places that recognize that you collapsed, where you just collapsed your energy and just sort of gave up. Bring in that energy that participated in collapsing, and let's love that. And let's integrate that. So all the weary parts of you, the ones that felt beat up and battered, let's bring those home. They don't want to make those choices anymore. They're ready to come home. Right into your heart. All right, let's bring in all the places, all the parts of ourselves where we surrendered to others on a different path than our own. Maybe someone else's false confidence confused us. Let's go ahead and bring those parts in. Okay, someone's got a terrified part. Let's love that part that's been in terror. I'll just ease that pattern of feeling terror out and love the part that was with it. Okay, here's a big one, everyone. Those of us that took on the pains of the world to feel safe ourselves, go ahead and bring that in. They're weary. They've been trying to fix the whole world. Let's just bring those back into our heart. I've mentioned this before, but it can't be said enough. The way that we change the world is in our radiance, by bringing in the parts of ourselves that have been out fighting the good fight, trying to save everybody else. Bring those into our heart and let's integrate them. Our example of our light is our light that we shine on the world. We all have too many habits of codependence. Let's bring those parts in and love those. Judgment, bring those in. Let's love those. Okay, I'm feeling some harsh judgment there. So the parts of ourselves that participated in judging others harshly and ourselves harshly. Let's love those parts. I'm seeing almost like a cartoon character pointing to a board and saying, we have to judge this more harshly than this. Let's love that part. Once we become whole in our one state, our state of oneness, we are so much better prepared to be in the world and not be a part of those games. Take a deep breath. So many of you are changing the game. Let's bring those parts in that know that. So many of us, every single one of us, at some point or another, split into a battle of light against dark. And sometimes when we did that, we got rid of some of our best parts. So let's love all the parts that want to split and love them whole. In our confusion over what darkness really was, sometimes we'd get rid of our feminine parts, our wounded parts. We'd toss them into the universe and hope they would never bother us again. But anybody who's really on a path, an accelerated path, know within a very short period of time, sometimes months, sometimes a few years, sometimes days, those parts will come back to us in another form or a different way. Let's love that. And all the times we threw our parts away that we needed to integrate. All the times that we beat ourselves up and all the aspects of us that are attached to that, that need us to suffer. Some of us have patterns of needing to suffer enough to get attention so somebody will come save us. Now that is in some ways a very beautiful pattern because that's what we're doing. We're just changing it a bit. We're updating it a bit. We're going to see our suffering, which we are recognizing, and see our aspect attached to that suffering, and we're going to bring it into wholeness, which is the most powerful savior you can have. Your own inner Christos, collecting all of your parts and bringing them to wholeness, returning to the light of you. Okay, deep breath. Some of us, and I'm as guilty as anyone else, call in scary beings and powerful people to battle so we can lose or win whatever our pattern is. So let's just love that part. All right. So I'm just going to do a clearing on everyone again. So take a deep breath. And if you're in your meditative space, just go ahead and keep bringing in the parts that are ready to integrate. You're going to create so much more with so much quickness. The faster that you integrate and the faster you make that pattern happen for you. A deep breath. realigning through all the changes we just made. Now, I want to also remind you that we all have eternity. You have forever. You can take as long as you want before you decide to return to wholeness. You can do it today. You can do it next week. You can decide to stay where you are as long as you want. You have that right. It's a divine gift given to you. Each of us has the right to decide when it's time. When we are weary enough of the game that we're playing, that we choose to live in wholeness and light. And this is the fastest way I know how to get back to that, and that's to integrate the parts of ourselves that we blew up and sent away. So let's go ahead and bring all those parts in that we rejected. So part of our class is also how to ignite the creative soul. So I want to just review the steps one more time for you. You're going to connect to the divine love, the most loving, powerful aspect there is. And you're going to bring that energy into your heart as a practice every single day and every single time you notice that you're not there. You're going to integrate as many parts as you can. And as you integrate those parts, you'll be able to empower yourself. And that leads us to a stronger ability to self-care. Everyone, take a deep breath. The more you bring home, the more empowered you are, the more aligned you are, and the more creative you can be. Okay. I think I'm going to take a few questions now that Kara has from our emails. And
yes,
then afterwards, folks, we're going to get more into the creative self-care part of the program, and then we'll take questions from callers. Now, for the questions and callers, I'd like for today, if you have like a 911 call or an emergency energetic need, that you hold off on that and just give me questions about how to get back into the oneness and get into the creative parts of yourself, things that are more for everybody for this call. Okay? All right, Kara, what you got there?
All right. Well, the first question is about purpose.
Okay.
And the question is, what would it take to have a clear understanding of my divine purpose while moving forward to attract what is needed to fulfill it? I have been so overwhelmed with grief and sadness and exhaustion that I have only been existing and have given up on the directions and beliefs I once held. I now need to start again, anew again, like a rebirth. Can you shed some light on how or what direction I should go, please? As I still have the despair and exhaustion present, that makes it all seem like such an effort.
Yes, that is a valley. And so I'm going to give everyone just another way that you can approach this. One is to write down exactly what this email has. Just write down what's going on for you. And then you can go by every word, everything that's there, and go ahead and integrate that. So with this caller, I'm going to, or the emailer, I'm going to take the part that gave up on the belief, that gave up on the knowing of who she was. So let's bring that into your heart and everyone who has that. And as always, you can work on anything that's true for you right now, but everyone put their hand on their heart and let's just bring in the part that gave up knowing or doubt that love and light are the truest force in the universe. Let's go ahead and bring that part in. And I want you to know that this is normal. This sort of doubt, this sort of giving up is a bottom of sorts. And we all go there. We all have that. There's no shame in it. The part that feels some shame about it, let's love that. And if it's not the emailer, someone else in the group has that. So let's just love that part. Okay. I'm also feeling a level of worthiness. So let's go ahead and love the part that feels unworthy. And not from our human self. The most divine, highest aspect of love you can muster up. Strengthen everybody to make that easy. Kara, can you read the whole thing again? Because I want to get all the aspects of this. This one's really juicy.
Okay. What would it take to have a clear understanding of my divine purpose while moving forward to attract what is needed to fulfill it? I have been so overwhelmed with grief and sadness and exhaustion that I have only been existing and have given up on the directions and beliefs I once held. I now need to start anew again like a rebirth. Can you shed some light? Is that enough?
Yeah, that's really good. All right, so let's bring in the grief and sadness. Oh, they feel neglected. I feel these parts have been participating and feeling neglected. So let's love the parts that feel neglected, that feel the grief, that feel the sadness. There they go. And I'll escort the patterns of sadness and grief out, and we'll just continue to love this part. Okay, the part that feels like it's only existing like a shadow. Let's bring that part in. I feel like it's like an aspect floating above, just going, oh, we're only existing. That's all we can do. So bring that part in because you're going to renew its purpose right now. And what is that, you might say? It's going to return to divine love, to your wholeness, where your true wisdom and power and love are. Let's bring that in. Okay, I think there's more tears behind that. And if you're feeling that, just that's beautiful. So just keep letting that come in, the part that feels like it's just existing. I'm going to go through all times, places, and dimensions where only existing is there for you. The shadowy parts that are afraid to embody. Being in a body is a fairly, you know, takes some courage to do that. So let's just love all those parts that need that extra courage. All the frozen parts. Okay, let's see. You're still about 50% there. So I'm going to just do an overall strengthening for you and everybody in the group who has some uncertainty about this. Deleting all limitations to your wholeness, all the places that you judge yourself unworthy and are not quite ready. Bring the part in that feels not quite ready and not quite there yet. Bring that in. if we have a time judgment of when we're supposed to be there or what's supposed to happen first, that is a limitation. So let's bring that into our heart. All right, I'm releasing more limitations there. Other people's limitations on you, we'll delete those out. I'm going to go through all the cells of your body, all the quantum particles, up to the structure and down again in the empty spaces where you have other people's limitations and expectations slowing you down and collective ones. Places where you may have been like diagnosed or told this or other people's expert ideas that are not right for you. Let's just delete all that. Okay. I feel like I want to say that another person's idea of you or diagnosis of you or statement about you may or may not be true. It's up to you. I want you just to feel that. It really is up to you. Okay, beautiful. Okay, Kara, what else do we have?
Well, another question would be, how could I operate from with a 100% infinite potential of my brain so that everything becomes like a game, having fun and ease and grace?
Well, that is a lovely question. Let's take the pressure off the brain. And let's let it be your whole being that has this. Okay, so we'll strengthen the brain to work within the nervous system and keep your body working. And we'll separate the mind from the brain and the brain from the mind and make the mind the greater mind in alignment with your body and your spirit. Okay, so let's see. Make it a game and make it fun. Okay, all the places where life has just not been fun and you judged it and you didn't like it and you didn't get out of it what you wanted. Let's delete all those patterns, zero minus infinity, through all time, spaces, and dimensions and bring in the new reset, which would be enjoying life. Okay, so all the times and places that you did not enjoy your life, let's invite those parts of yourself that are attached to that into your heart. Take a deep breath. And we're going to let that go. And bring in the new pattern. Okay, there's a heaviness there. So I want you to love the part that feels life is heavy. All the places and parts of you that experienced a heavy life. Let's delete all of those patterns, all the places they exist, and clear it out of the body. Okay. So I need to go to a spiritual aspect here. Let's see what we have. I feel you had a lifetime of total drudgery when we all have had some of those. And this one is, I'm kind of feeling like you're carrying rocks and like working in a quarry of some sort as a slave. So I'm going to delete all remnants of that lifetime that are affecting your joy now. Clean that off and bring that part home. Okay. Very good. Okay, Kara, what do we have next?
Okay. I desire my creativity to expand exponentially so that I can finish writing my first book and publish it. Can you detect and help me release any major blocks or resistant parts that might still linger so that I can do so with ease and grace?
Okay, so I'm going to work with the email But I want everyone who has a creative thing in mind to play along here. So let's strengthen the creative part of the inner child to come into focus. So if we'll all just take, we're going to take some dolphin energy here, and which is the essential aspect of dolphins, and we're going to run that in a figure eight, an infinity symbol, between yourself, and we'll just project out our creative nature, our inner child, into the other loop. Now, if you've listened to my MP3s, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you don't. So let me explain it a little further. So if you can see your body or feel your body inside one part of the infinite loop of a figure eight, and put your inner child in the other side. Now, this is another way of getting to your resistance and letting it go, because I guarantee that inner child has something to say about when you create and when you don't, because it is your empowerment. So let's go ahead and ask the inner child, what is it that it would like to do about making this book come into fruition? So take a deep breath and let's just listen. This particular inner child feels a little sleepy to me, like excited, but I'd like to take a nap and be held. So I'm going to ask it, what would that look like? What would it need? And I'm feeling like a blanket and a pillow. So I'm going to bring a blanket and a pillow in for the inner child. And if your inner child asks for something else, go ahead and give it to it. Now, in inner child time, that nap can just be a few seconds. We'll just ask it again. I'm just going to speed things up here a little. It feels exhausted by what you want. So let's ask it why. What does it want? What does the inner child need and want? This inner child wants some springtime. It's fall in the U.S., maybe you're in Australia, but go ahead and find something spring-like for this child, and that's something new. It wants something new associated with the writing of this book, and so that's going to be getting out in outside. It's going to be doing a new activity. It's going to be doing something brand new, so like something you haven't done before. So I'm almost seeing like a Ferris wheel of some sort, or just something new that you haven't done before. So give that to the child and integrate that into your life a little bit. You may have to do some negotiation. What would that look like? And you might think, how is this working? Why does this help me write a book? Because I really just need to be sitting down in my computer, which is true. But if you have tried to write and you have the experience of spending days staring at your screen with nothing coming out, this is where you need to get your inner child on your side. And when you do, you're going to have amazing amounts of creative energy and the ability to write a lot. And it'll be ideas you didn't even know that you had. One of the beautiful things about integrating in this authentic heart process is that you don't even know who you are yet. Most of us don't know our purpose yet because we have only been playing with a small portion of who we are. So as we integrate, we have more and more ideas, and they're always loftier and more amazing than we even realized. And so sometimes, and I'm not saying this about the book, thank you for your question, but sometimes some of us hold goals and things that are so much less than what our spirit has in mind for us. So that's why integrating is so important, because the more we do, the more at one we become, the more we're able to have the energy to move into what we're really designed to do, and we can't see it without the integration. Thank you, everyone. So, Kara, what's next?
What's next? My question is, will you please assist healing an aspect of myself that is attached to punishment, holding a grudge and wanting to retaliate, even if it's non-physical, mostly in my mind, and I don't actually pursue it once I calm down, I would love to release it and stop sending poisonous thoughts at the people I'm mad at. Thank you so much.
Okay. So the part that needs, the part that feels offended, let's bring the part of you that feels offended into your heart and love that part that feels an injustice. Let's love the part that feels ignored. Disempowered. Okay, there's a lot with the disempowerment. I'm going to go to, for everyone, all time, spaces, and dimensions where you have felt disempowered and disconnected. And we're going to bring those parts home into your heart to integrate. For the writer of the email, I'm seeing a lifetime where there was a task that you knew was correct for you to do. It was right for you. It was right for your community. And it was right for the people that you were doing the task for. I see you walking through a group of people with a piece of paper, like a law you were going to enact. And I see that it really brought a lot of an angry mob kind of energy out. And they destroyed you and killed you. And I think in your last breaths, your last thoughts in this place that we're going to call a past life, there was a sense that you were done wrong. And if only you'd been stronger, madder, or fought back, you may have been able to get your task accomplished. Let's bring that part home. And for everyone who's ever experienced that, which is probably everyone on some level, bring that into your heart. The part that felt abused and misunderstood. Okay. Now, all of us are really good at poisonous thoughts. We're experts at this. So, and it's almost like we can see us all in our little our little studios making poisons for people and sending them out. And we're born with this ability. Everyone has it. And it's just a matter of whether we use it or not. So all the places that you feel like you poisoned yourself and other people poisoned you, let's bring those parts in. And love those parts. And this is actually attached to a lot of collective things. I'm seeing issues like chemotherapy, which is sort of a poison that's supposed to help. And I'm seeing poisons of the earth. I'm seeing all kinds of different poisons. So let's just delete everyone's attachment to poison and fear of it. And bring those parts into our heart. And the more detached and neutral we are to poison, the less there will be in the world because we won't be feeding it in any way. So go ahead and love that. Okay, now let's go to the aspect of you that wants to poison people, even if it's virtually. So let's just go ahead and bring that part in. And the part of you that recognizes that thoughts can be poison. Okay, it's softening. Just keep letting that divine love come. Very good. Okay, thank you very much. And let me know how you're doing with that. Tara, do we have another question?
We do. There's several more. Can you help me getting me out of this tight, frozen, lonely place into love, belonging, loving relationships, and well-being?
Okay. Let's start with belonging. The part of you that feels like you do not belong, that's outside of yourself. When we're frozen, often we're just not anywhere near our body. So let's bring in the part that needs to warm you up, get the movement going, the part that feels like it doesn't belong. All the parts that felt a fear or trauma and hit the exit button. Let's bring all those parts back. And I'm going through your divine line, the core, and I'm just, you know, working through some programs of it's not safe to be here. So let's delete all those in all their forms and reset to safety and love and belonging. Kara, read the question again for me.
Can you help me getting me out of this tight, frozen, lonely place into love, belonging, loving relationships, and well-being?
Okay, tight. The place where you feel like your body is too tight and it can't contain all of your loneliness. Let's bring that aspect into your heart. Okay, there's tears behind that. And if you feel them, feel free to cry. All the places where you felt squeezed uncomfortably. All the places that feel alone and lonely. Bring those in. They're different, of course. You can feel very wonderful alone, and lonely is more a desire for other people's company. So let's just bring all of those parts in and love them. And all the parts of you that miss the part of you that's outside of yourself. Let's bring that in. There you go. That's going to help about 25% to keep loving the part that that misses the part of you that's outside of yourself. So keep loving that until it's completely integrated. Okay, here we go. And more is going to come in now. Okay, let me know how you're doing with that. Thank you. Okay, Kara, what else do we have?
Okay, we got three more questions, and just a heads up on the time, it's 10 to the hour.
Okay.
How can I release the 50-pound excess weight I carry? I want to have more insight as to why I am doing it. Is it self-sabotage, not loving myself enough? I would love to have more guidance. I'd be very grateful if you could let me know what is my next step regarding weight loss.
Okay. The first step for weight loss is always loving the part that is dissatisfied with how you look. And loving the part that feels judged by yourself and others. Bring that into your heart and love that. There's always a reason for weight gain. I really do believe that. And in your particular case, I'm just going to go through different things that you can love and then just do them one at a time, and then we'll see what else comes up for you. The part that's afraid to be seen. We want to love the part that's afraid to be seen. The part of you that's afraid to be compared to others. We want to love that part. The part of you that uses weight to ground yourself. We want to love that part. And then I think we did this before, but just kind of go through all the parts of yourself that are programmed to use weight to ground. and delete that and reset for a true grounding cord. And all the parts of yourself that are disassociated, I feel with this case, for sure, there's some disassociation, which means you have parts of yourself outside of yourself, and you want to bring those home, the ones that are uncomfortable. Because the more you're weighted with your own being, the less you'll need excess weight. And then you'll also feel more nurtured because, and sometimes we use food for nurturing, because we have that energy within ourselves to help hold that. Okay, so that would be my first suggestion to you, to go through and integrate all the things that I've just mentioned, and do that until you know for sure they're integrated. You know they're integrated because you don't feel them anymore. Okay, let me check. All right, we need to release some cords from other women, and I feel female family members. So reconnect to joy in your body and joy with your body. I'll redo some grids there for you. And sometimes other people are more comfortable if you're overweight around you. So let's love that part that feels like it needs to be comfortable for everybody else. Okay, thank you. Kara, what else do we have?
We have the issue, unwillingness to receive all my good because of self-blame, shame, and holding on to unforgiveness and regrets of choices I made in the past.
Okay, I feel like the strongest one to bring home is the regrets from the past. So all the parts of you that are regretting, I'd like you to bring those back to your heart. So I feel like you know some of these regrets and others you haven't admitted to yourself yet. Just bring all those in and just love them. You don't have to go into a process. What we want to do is we want to integrate. So just bring all that in. The process will show itself if you need to know it. But just integrate the parts of yourself that feel that regret. And we want to love what is. We want to love and be a part of what actually exists. And that is shame and blame and all of these things. So the parts of you associated with those, bring those into your heart and just keep loving them. I feel like you've made a little bit of progress here. Every time you notice it, just bring it back into your heart. And that's everybody's task. Every time we notice a part of ourselves that is participating in something less than love and light, we're going to bring that into our heart and we're going to love it. And we'll integrate more, we'll become powerful, it'll happen faster and faster. And before you know it, you're not going to be in the splits at all, but you'll be noticing everybody else who is. And so you're going to be loving that part too. So should we take callers now, Kara? What do you think?
Yeah, you've got 7 callers lined up and 3 webcast questions, so I don't know if you want to go much over the time here.
Okay.
Would you like to call first?
Yeah, let's do a caller, and if everyone will just be mindful, let's not do any 911, I'm in a terrible place things. Just try to give something that's general for everybody. Okay, thank you.
All right, we tried to get a caller 2 weeks ago from Austin, Texas, and weren't able to connect, so.
Okay.
There we are. The line's open for Adams Enterprises.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yep.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Patricia.
Hey, Patricia.
Hi. Hi, Sherry. Oh, this has been so amazingly helpful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So my question is that with singing is something that I've really wanted to do all of my life, and writing songs. And so I'm going to go, you know, write a song, I'm going to go, you know, just sing. And it's just like, bam, it's almost like, it just feels like it just stops. And then mm-hmm. there's some addiction, like alcohol steps. And then I go like, oh, I'll just have a drink, you know, instead. And it's like, wait a minute, that's not what I wanted to do.
So you want to sing, but then you have a drink instead?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's look at this. I love this problem. Okay. So, all right. So let's go to all the parts of yourself that want to numb your singing or feel like, is it that you need to have a drink to feel free to sing? Or do you just stop and drink?
I just stop. Like, I just stop and, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're using the alcohol to numb the desire to express. So everywhere that you use substance, anything, this could be chocolate brownies, alcohol, it could be marijuana, anything, to numb our self-expression. Let's go ahead and bring those parts into your heart. Just bring the divine love into your heart. The part that feels a little lost about this, let's bring that part in. The part that feels unrecognized and that you have to hide yourself in numbing. What are you feeling?
Lots of tears, lots of emotion. Lots of energy going, running through my body, though. It's cool.
Yeah,
it's
very cool.
Yeah. And I felt like that I've done that with my whole life, like not just with my, you know, creative, to numb things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Like.
Okay, let's start with we don't know why, the part of yourself that doesn't know why. Let's love that part. There's a lot of energy in not knowing why. Let's just reclaim it. There you go. Not knowing why can be a little bit of a resistance. You know, have you noticed when you talk to people who, I don't know why, I don't know why, I don't know? That's all actually not leaving space to know. So let's just go ahead and love all those parts. I'm speaking generally, not just in your case here. So how are you feeling now?
Calmer, definitely.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you want to sing for us?
Yeah. Sure. This is my date. That's right. It's my debut, right?
Yeah, sing a couple bars.
Okay.
All right. We're listening.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a soul like me.
Oh, that's beautiful. You brought tears to my eyes. That's just gorgeous.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you. Round
thank
of applause.
You for that.
Okay. Kara, who else do we have? Thank you, Patricia.
Well, Colleen from Raleigh, you're live now.
Hi, Colleen.
Hi. That was beautiful. That was changing to sing from a singer. This letter knows.
Yeah. So, hey, Patricia, Colleen thinks you're great.
Perfect. I was, the question I had, I'm noticing that as I'm opening up and getting more out there for ideas to move forward, that the people that I've been dealing with are really imposing on me, imposing their ideas on me, which partially I believe in and partially is just not fitting. Mm-hmm. And to speak my truth, they're just not listening, you know. They're just not listening. So what can I do about that? And
okay.
I really like the part. It really hit home when you said that possibly, I don't know, you know, we don't know exactly what our purpose is because all of our parts aren't.
Exactly. I mean, our purpose is so amazing. I mean, what pure love and divinity has in store for us is so much more amazing than most of us will ever get to. But we can come really close, but we have to sometimes make a little more room for that to be true. So we have a goal. When I set a goal, I was like, yeah, this is my goal. But I don't hold it so tight that I choke the life out of myself. You know, you want to have a loose goal. You want to have a goal where it's possible that it can be rewritten to something better. It's this or better. It's one of my favorite sayings.
Yeah.
It's been around forever. So let's love this part that's bringing in imposing people, that's attracting them, and the part that's still playing chess with those parts, those imposing people. Okay. And the part that feels partially aligned to others and misaligned within. So you want to get aligned within to make the choice, not the choice outside of yourself.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So bring that part into your heart. Let's love it. The part that's frustrated that they do not listen.
Mm.
Big breath.
Big one on that one.
Anger. Maybe a person.
Yeah, I feel that.
God, I love that.
I love you.
Okay. And the path that's not fully, you know, because we deserve fully. So let's go to all the places that don't believe that it can be fully aligned. So again, remember, it's that alignment that makes the choice. That alignment makes the choice.
Mm-hmm.
Big breath. Okay, what's left, Colleen?
Is there anything past life that that this relates to that I can clear up?
Okay, so but tell me what's left that you're feeling now, so I can investigate that.
That I really do want to move forward, but it's like I'm just, you know, not certain as to which arena in yet. I have my ideas, but I want to bring my integrated self forward.
Okay, so that's the mind, right? So let's go back into, so we've done some, but let's go into a lifetime where you are a master player mentally.
Okay.
And you really did own the chessboard, right? You really did know the best thing for everyone. And just, I'm going to say this to trigger something and clear it. And you really did just murder other people on the board.
Yeah.
You were really good at it. And so let's take a deep breath. And release all of that limitation. Where the mind had to control everything to stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, big breath. All right, now these people, I'm going to raise the mind. I'm going to stop for a minute and just raise the mind to the greater mind again. And the part the part that feels that it's true they're imposing and the part that feels it's not true that they're imposing. Let's love those parts.
Okay.
And where's the choice? Who's making the choice here? I'm going to go through your core and we're going to delete everything about where the choice really is made.
Okay.
You have a habit of jumping into your mind when you need to make choices, and then you worry it. Now, you could just easily delete that and start over with a new thing. And if things aren't quite right, they're not quite right, and you'll just keep working on it. Okay, so, but I'm feeling lots of worries. We need a clear field here.
Okay.
Here we go. So all the parts of you and everyone else that brings in our old convoluted patterns to create out of. Let's do that. And delete those, zero minus infinity, and reset. Okay, I'm going to do a healing on the plane that you're playing in. Bring that part back to you. And we're going to go back into the heart. And Colleen, I want you to bring in all the parts that do not trust a heart to make a choice. Because if you're not trusting your heart, you're not trusting yourself, and you're not trusting your God self. Okay, very good. Okay. All right, so all the times that you remember that you didn't get what you wanted, bring those in. Okay. Okay, so your next step is to keep clearing that core and keep deleting.
Okay.
You are 35% finished with this.
Oh, God.
You're going to get there, though, because this is big for you. This is really, really big for you.
Yes, it is. So,
you can send me an email if you get more lost, but I think you're on your way. You have all the tools. I'm going to say you have all the tools. But you're going to get there. This is the habit. So keep loving the part of you that's attached to the habit of the chessboard.
Okay.
Okay. And then the more you do that, the more you're going to have more power for that integrated part. And you're going to have another layer of other stuff come up. And I want you to keep loving that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Colleen.
Love you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hi, Kara. Who else is on the line?
Well, we have a question coming in from the webcast. It's a clarification request, so I thought I would bring that in.
Okay, good.
Sherry mentioned several times during this call to bring in parts and integrate them. Could you please clarify which MP3 to use for integrating all of our parts? Thanks.
Okay, I think the authentic heart has the bringing in to integrate, the very first one. And then that would also mean that the silent MP3, the pure energy download, would have that energy. But I do believe that I do that a bit on most of those MP3s in this package. Okay?
Okay. Would you like another webcast question?
Yes.
From Veronica, how do I welcome love in my life when I am still attempting to connect to joy, even when I do things I think might be fun? Wounds from past efforts, issues about sexual enjoyment, a cluttered house, and insecure of my work and lack of real-time friendships?
Okay. All right. Insecure in your work is very big here, so let's go ahead and bring the part that's insecure in your work into your heart. All right. So I feel this worrying on this part. So let's just love the part that's participating in worry, and I'll escort the insecurity pattern out. Okay, so that just turns to dust in the light. Okay, now the house is, I think, a collapse energy, like a not deserving, why bother kind of energy. And all of us have a little bit of why bother energy. So let's bring all the parts attached to why bother cleaning, why bother, ABC, just bring that in, and let's love the why bother energy. Okay, there's sadness, there's feeling, a lot of self-judgment, love that self-judgment. When the why bother energy clears, the real-time friends should show up. So the next part of that, though, is the self-judgment of how other people will accept you. So love that part. Fear of other people's rejection. That part attached to that. And we'll just sweep that fear away. And shake that off. All right. I want to say something here because I've had a few emails come in about the subject, and that is, why am I not, like, you know, a total master at this yet? And I want to tell you that this is an eternal quest. It never really ends. And even when you see somebody declare, I have made it, what they have done is plateaued. And you're going to say, oh, no, you're kidding. But, yes, this is true. They've hit a plateau. And they're going to live on that plateau for a while. It's going to be beautiful. And then they're going to grow some more. Expansion continues, and you have eternity to do it. So, of course, there's going to be ups and downs and more things to do. But you'll get to where you do this quicker and faster, and it'll be easier for you. Now, it doesn't mean that you won't continue to find things that will be painful, but you're going to be more adept at integrating. So I don't mean to discourage anybody, but I also don't want you to have a false sense of what this looks like. It's eternal. So take a deep breath. Any despair you feel about that, I want you to love that part. Part that's tired of an endless grind, let's love that part. And I also want to say, it will be completely possible to have a very complex issue that shows up in your life, and you can resolve it very fast. And that's what you're working for. You're working to be able to be in this world and not affected by it in an extreme way or split by it. Okay, take a deep breath. Okay, thank you. Okay, Kara, is better now, a caller or a webcast question?
Well, let's just take them in order here. How's that?
Okay, good.
So, Cecilia in Rochester. Yes, you're live.
Hi.
Hi, Sherry. This is Sherry. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. My question has come up in my soul. What can I do to create joy and laughter in my life that has evaded me for many years?
Okay.
I'm so serious.
You're so serious?
Yes.
Okay. Two parts we're going to bring in first. The part that's evading joy and the part that feels too serious. Bring those parts in now and take a deep breath.
Silent tears.
Okay, that's good.
Actually, silent sobbing, but kind of like, okay.
Okay. Okay, so love the part that's attached to now what? So again, we have a mental thing getting in the way here. So, okay, love that. Love that part attached to that. So when you think about evading joy, how does that feel now?
Thank you. my response to that, every time you feel joy and really feel it good, something bad happens. Oh, God.
The other shoe will drop?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is that a teaching you had or a learned behavior? Because some people have learned.
A learned behavior.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to address this because some people feel that if they're really neutral, they can't actually have joy. So
no,
I'm glad that's not the case.
my dad had a heart attack when I was on a really vacation. I was supposed to enjoy myself.
Okay.
And it's been mushrooming.
Let's love the part. Let's love the part that missed the vacation. The part that's expecting the other shoe to drop. And the part that has the PTSD from that experience. Bring that into your heart. Okay. So I'm seeing some of your energy get diverted into the grief and the heart attack and what happened later, what fell later. I want you to bring that part back. It's time to give that part the joy it missed. Bring it back. It's a little lost and confused.
It feels like it doesn't know how to come back.
Oh, go ahead and shine a big light in your heart so it can find its way home. Let's love the part that's resistant to bringing it back. And let's love the part that has external saboteurs keeping it back.
Better, thank you.
Okay, there's something leaving your heart now. I'm just going to escort it out. I want you to just keep loving those parts. It's like that old program, you really solidified it. Connected to your nervous system. Okay, I know you said you feel better, but how do you feel right now?
Lighter, clearer.
Good.
Space.
Good, good. Beautiful. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry.
Okay, Kara, who else do we have?
Well, I'm going to break the order of the pattern here and bring in someone that I don't know that you've talked with this person before. I don't recall seeing the name. So, Janet in St. George, you're live.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, Sherry. I'm amazed and love your work and so grateful that you're taking time and to do this with us. I have felt so much from just this call, bringing up so many things that are answering questions that are holding me back. And but one of the things that you just spoke about or you've talked about is the split that
mm-hmm.
we have in us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, many times, you know, with my husband's illness and trying to keep up with all the demands of a large family
mm-hmm.
that I will be going about and just having an ache kind of around my back and lower back and like I'm split in half. And it's, you know, it's just a body split. And I'm wondering, you know, does this have things to do with bipolar or, you know, what are you addressing when you talk about the split?
In the split, we're talking about the parts that no longer believe that they are in the light. And we do this so many different ways. Sometimes we send our energy back out through somebody else to come back to attack us. We go out and create situations to prove there's a black and a white or a white, a right and a wrong. And these are some of the splits. It's a fairly complex way of looking at it, but anything that's not in oneness is split, and that's disintegrated. And it's actually like a misuse of light. And it all comes back to how we hold these aspects of ourselves away from the light. And we do that through all of the, you know, worldly adventures we all go on. So let's take one of these things that you mentioned, and let's clear it. Let's bring it home. Which one would you like to do?
Well,
let's start with the feeling of being split and separated. So let's bring the parts mm-hmm. of you that feel separated from the light and love into your heart.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And all the ways that it is. Maybe we can do this generally. Let's bring in the part that's created all the splits. There's also a big need for self-care. So the part of you that feels separated from your own self-care and that you cannot give to yourself, bring that in and love that part. The part that makes you last, bring that in and love it.
Are those the beliefs of being a mother that you have to take care of everybody else before yourself?
A little bit. But we're not loving the beliefs. We're loving the part of ourselves that's patterned into that belief. So
okay.
we're going to bring sure. those little flakes of your soul spattered about. So let's just gather those up and bring those into your heart, into the big love space, the sanctuary space, so it can rejuvenate. Ah, very good. So the heaviness of other people's problems, I'm going to escort that out of your heart while you love the parts that were attached to it. Okay, very good. There's more energy in your solar plexus now. So let's just keep working this. Just love the parts that are attached to other people's illnesses and problems. Let's bring those back into your heart. Big breath. The part that knows that you're so strong you probably could handle it. Let's bring that part into your heart.
Okay.
Because you will be even stronger when we get all these parts into wholeness. Now, for you, Janet, and for other people who have codependency patterns, and I have said a few times that we're all elevating out of this. It's just a misunderstanding of how to love. And many other things, but that's an easy way to say it. So every time you catch yourself giving your power away that way and putting other people first in all the ways and forms this takes, it's a round trip ticket. Bring that part back to your heart. Sometimes you can do it once. Sometimes it'll take a handful of times. Sometimes it's a daily practice for a while, but you will teach that part to stay home. So let's delete all the patterns everyone's holding for this and release. Zero minus infinity, and let's reset the wholeness. Now, when you say your back is split, are you seeing a horizontal split?
Yes.
Okay, so let me just remove that. Get the energy moving in your spinal cord and in your core. Okay. So that's just a huge version of cutting off pieces of yourself to serve other people.
Okay.
So let's bring all those back in your heart. I'll cut off the life. I won't let any blood flow to my hands so I could use it over here, you know? And I mean, that sounds ridiculous, but that's a little bit about how this works in the body. So let's strengthen the body to its physical potential, 100% physical potential. Delete the limitations and reset. Janet, I hope you feel some relief. How are you doing?
I do. The understanding that you give when you work is so gratifying, and I so appreciate that. I think everybody does, and you know that you are helping us get our power back and know how to use it, and thank you so much.
You're welcome, Janet. You're welcome. Okay, Kara, do we have another caller?
We do, although we've got a webcast question that's been waiting
okay.
for quite a while.
Sure, let's do it.
Prasad, I have some unsuccessful attempts with startups due to inability to raise capital, while
mm-hmm.
compromising on family needs and obligations to not completely risk the situation. I have one other opportunity right now with a creative opportunity would like to know the blocks and remove the blocks to move forward.
Okay, so, okay, let's take a deep breath. And let's just come back into empowering the core. 100% infinite potential for opportunities for you and everybody. Delete all limitations. Okay. So this is interesting. I'm sort of feeling energy just sort of coming back through your pores, back into your core. That's you. And, okay, I'm going to take something out behind the heart and the solar plexus into the light and reset that and return it. And stiffness in the neck. All right. I want you to bring into your heart all the parts of yourself that feel like you have to get an extra risk to make to get the reward, and that you must risk and maybe lose. So bring all that part in and love that. Not what I said, but the part of yourself attached to it, and bring that into your heart. I'm feeling like what we want in the situation is that 100% go message that you get from your core. And when you're really, really aligned to something, you know it all the way to your toes, which direction to go. Now, of course, we go ahead and we clear all the parts that are scared to death and the parts that don't know and all of these parts. But I want to disconnect you from family worries. Because sometimes in resistance to family, we do things that aren't quite right for us just to prove we're independent. And I'm saying that for you and everybody. Let's go ahead and bring that part in and love that part. Okay. And I'm feeling a strong feeling, if not now, when? And when is my ship coming in kind of thing? So for all of you who are waiting for your ship to come in and wondering why it's not here yet, let's go ahead and love that part. That's a lot of energy. You want to bring that in and let that neutralize in love. Okay. I feel like there's some shifts in that creative opportunity that was mentioned, and I think you're going to be stronger at knowing what steps to take. But the last part I want to do for you is to bring in the part that's confused and doesn't know. So everyone, if you'll bring in the part of yourself that's confused and doesn't know, and we'll love that. And delete all that. Okay. Thank you. All right, Kara, where are we?
Well, we're an hour and a half into the call with three callers lined up and four or five webcast questions.
Kara, let's take one more question, and then I have some probably more housekeeping for everybody here. So
okay. Let's go to Tara then in San Francisco. There you are. You're live.
Hi, Tara.
Great. Hi. Thank you so much. So
awesome.
My question has been awesome. My question is, I am still, like many of us, I think, in an inquiry around where is the geographic place for me to be grounding the new earth? Where is my tribe? What feels right? I know it's not where I am, and I've really been on a quest to find it, and I haven't found it, and I haven't been getting a yes from the universe or clear signs in any direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if you have any thoughts or ways of energetically clearing it so that I can become aligned with where I'm meant to be living.
Okay, Tara. I want you to go ahead and take a deep breath. Make the sanctuary in your heart. I think we can touch this up a bit in your heart. That space where you can bring in the parts that feel lost. Okay, I'm going to update your sanctuary. So I'm going to clear it out and let's start over. So I want you to go in and make a space, and you can make it with anything you want. And you can describe it to us if you'd like. You can even put the newer.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I saw like a unicorn. I don't usually have visuals like that. I saw my heart, and it was like one of those balls that you shake, like a Christmas ball.
Uh-huh.
I had a little unicorn.
All right. Okay. So I want you to bring into your sanctuary unicorn place, which is going to be your safe space, right? And the place where we integrate the parts of ourselves that don't know. So I want you to bring in the parts of yourself that are attached to don't know, that have the habit of it, and bring that in. Okay, now I feel like did you used to depend on someone else for guidance in this life, or is that coming from somewhere else? A strong person?
You know, not a particular person, but my husband is like, you got to stop it with the psychics and the relocation astrologers and all that. So, like, I've been looking for everyone outside me to tell me, and I haven't been getting any kind of clear message. So, yes.
Okay. So let's love the part of yourself that listens to him and doesn't want to listen to him and listens to everybody else and the relocation astrologers, all of that. Just bring all that energy in and let's just love that, because that gets to be scattered, right? So we want to bring that in to that whole place and delete. Okay. So there's something in your solar plexus. I'm just going to clear that for you. The part of yourself that's very concerned with where to be and to be safe and wondering why it's not here yet. Okay. All right, so the new earth is you, actually. You can even put the unicorn on the new earth. So, well, I'm just going to pull the new earth energy all over you. Because once you hold it within you, you'll recognize it outside of yourself. The other thing you're doing is you're looking at the old earth more than the new one. So that seems weird, but you're still kind of got one foot in the problems of the old world.
Yeah.
Or the earth that most of us are on right now. So when you make your choice, I want you to get into that new earth space, you know, where you're really feeling it. And then you're getting a more resonant understanding of where to go. Now, I also want you to bring in the parts of yourself that are attached to where you're supposed to go or where you want to go to be a certain way. So let's bring that in. Because it might be just your next step.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all next steps. Okay. So clear signs, the part that's looking for clear signs. So I'm seeing your little scout self running around, looking all over the Bay Area. Where's my home? Okay, so bring that in.
And I've given up on the Bay Area. It might not be the Bay Area. I get that now.
Okay. Okay, very good. It can be anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's neither you or your husband has to be in a certain area. Okay. Big, strong release there. So for that to be true, let's release all attachments to being any certain place. So your mind knows that. Your spirit knows that. Let's make sure your body knows that too. Okay. I feel you getting pushed somewhere. So all the energy of being pushed or someone wanting you to do something a certain way. Well, love that part that's attached to that. Okay. I feel some confusion came in. So tell me what's going on for you.
When you said that, I did think about the community that I have in the Bay Area, because I did live there 16 years. And so there was a little bit of sadness that came in, because it does feel a little bit like stagnant in some ways to go back, and it hasn't been opening. But in a way, I don't know. Yeah, I just don't know if it's the right place for me for various reasons anymore.
Okay. So I feel like so let's go ahead and bring all the parts that don't know, that think it's stagnant, that recognizes stagnation, and what your part in stagnation might look like. Okay, so let's hold all those places. Okay. So the part of you that judges the old community you used to live with and is afraid that you'll go backwards. Because of that, you know, as you know, becomes an anchor that will keep you from finding a different place or accepting a place you used to live. But you'll have to look at it through new eyes. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, it's fascinating.
Okay, good. So I want you to look at that old neighborhood in new eyes. And I want you to love all those parts of it and let it go or embrace it. And you can choose either way, and probably both are fine. But I think it's nice that you almost like bless your time there too, because of that sadness. So let's love the part that feels sad about it. So is the energy just not moving in the area? Tell me what you mean by stagnation.
I mean, I live in Ojai right now. I left the Bay Area with my husband. We wanted to try something different. I was feeling like it was kind of old for me there. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It felt like old patterns, same group of people. I don't know. I felt like I wanted something new. So we came to Ojai, but this hasn't felt like it either. Those are the only two places I've lived, really. Well, I lived in Bali for 6 months and like that. But anyhow, so yeah. So we just decided to open it up.
Okay. Okay, so
but
love
I noticed
the part.
With the relocation astrologer, I had a lot of like demands, like he's environmentally sensitive and, you know, the sun, we tend to like that. We can't do snow well. So there is a lot of stuff that's there that's like it needs to be a certain thing.
Okay, love the part that needs it to be a certain way, all the parts that need it to be a certain way. And particularly the parts that need it to be a certain way that may be working against your greater good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, bring that in. You're very strong. The home you're really looking for is the one within, and you're quite integrated, so just more is coming.
Okay.
You're good.
Thank
Let
you.
Me know where you nice. End up. Thank you.
Jeff. I will. Thank you so much, Sherry.
You're welcome. Okay, everyone. Kara, are there any things that feel like they need to be done? Because I'm happy to do that before I go on.
Oh, just scrolling through here. Yes, there is one
okay. Here.
Hi, can you please clear all lack cycles, all feast and famine cycles? Thank you.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. Okay, everyone take a deep breath. Okay, so let's first bring in all the parts of ourselves that judge whether we have too much or too little. All the parts of ourselves that hunger for life in different ways. Like we hunger for more life or less life, solitude, groups. We hunger for a better world. Bring all that in. All the places that we judge starvation in all aspects, food, soul starvation, money lack. Financial ruin. Bring all those parts that are afraid and triggered by that. The parts that feel like if we don't walk in a certain path, we're doomed. If we make one mistake, we're done. Bring those parts in. The part that it judges too much, having more than enough, the part that feels bad when it has more than other people. And the parts that are confused as to how to give to yourself. Let's just love all those parts. And that's almost like a spigot that says, I'll give to me today, but I won't give to me for the next 6 hours. You know, you want that flow to be continuous, the giving, the self-nurturing, the self-caring, the pure divine love in your core. Everyone take a deep breath. Okay, thank you, everyone. That's actually a very deep question. All right. I have a few things I'd like to say. First is, according to our package, the Abundant Heart download is finished today. But that isn't true. I'm going to extend it through Saturday. So Saturday in the U.S., I'm going to extend that so you can keep getting that energy of the Abundant Heart download and the Creative Soul. And I'm doing this for a couple of reasons. One is I'm amping it up a bit. So many people were integrating so much, and some of us just kind of got to that place. I want you to have a few more days with this energy. Secondly, if there is a desire for some of you to have like another call, you know, maybe we could do like a $20 call or something where we just come back and work more with this, just send me an email. If there's enough interest, I will go ahead and set that up. It'd probably be at the end of the month. Okay? So just let me know if you're interested in that, because I kind of feel like this is a big process and we could just keep running going. But I want to see if there is an interest in that. And so the next things that are up for me is on June 22nd in the U.S., we'll be doing a repeat of the first package I did for Aram, and that is a big, juicy dolphin package and how to play with time package. It is going to have, for the, if you don't have that at this point and you're interested in it, the first 30 people who have that will get the session at the lowest price it's going to be. And after that, it will go up. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. And then after that, I'll be with Amy Serafini. I think that's debuting on the 18th of October. And that is going to be a bit of this. It's going to be loving the parts that just feel unlovable. And so it will be more of this in different ways with all new MP3s. And we'll do a 21 days. And then we're going to actually throw in a weekend of dolphin energy just for fun. Okay, so that's coming up. And then after that, I think I have another version of that with Aram in November and December. So I just wanted to give you an overview of our schedule if you're interested in more. And I'd like to give everyone a giant hug and a giant appreciation for being here and a recognition of how incredibly brave you are to take this on at this time. And I just want to send you all lots and lots of love, lots and lots of love. Thank you very much. And so, Kara, if you want to open the lines, we'll just all say goodbye to each other.
All right, here we are.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry.
Yeah, there's three people still waiting to talk to you.
Oh, okay. So,
I've got their names and numbers.
Okay, guys, for the three people who are waiting, send me an email now, and I will correspond with you, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hey, Kara.